Weekly, we focus on the work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, we hear from Dr. Nkechi Eze, founder and CEO of the Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative, speaking about your work and more. So, Dr. Eze, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shirley. Thank you for having me here.
It's nice to see you. Joining in the discussion, WGVU grant writer Steve Chappell, project director of WGVU's grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation in this area of racial equity. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley. Good morning to Dr. Eze, and good morning to our listeners. We have been very pleased and proud to be working with a variety of organizations through a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, focusing on racial equity and really honing in on issues that are barriers to all of our residents enjoying the lifestyle that we need to have as human beings, economically, educationally, health-wise, and so forth. And we've been producing programs and also holding community events to really drive home the point that we need to all work to make this community more equitable. And on that note, we're pleased to have the Early Learning Childhood Neighborhood Collaborative, the Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative here with the founder and CEO, Nkechi Eze, who's also a tenured associate professor of early childhood education at Aquinas College, and the administrator and creator, along with her staff, of many grants through Health and Human Services, the Kellogg Foundation, really trying to bring this community together to focus on the importance of early childhood education.
And what do you do for fun?
This is fun to me.
Yes, Dr. Eze, good to see you. I know a former Tribute winner, Athena nominee, and more, so proven good work you do. Remind us of the work of the Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative.
Well, Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative is really a mission-based organization that is vested in changing the current reality of vulnerable children in our community. And we do that by implementing intentional, and I want to say that word again, intentional preschool service system that is aimed at creating, providing, and sustaining high-quality preschool slots for our children here in our community.
Do you work within, say, the Grand Rapids Public School System, or are you in your own entity?
Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative is its own entity. We are a nonprofit organization, but we do have a strong collaboration and partnership with Grand Rapids Public School, because after all, most of our children end up going to Grand Rapids Public School. So Grand Rapids Public School have been a great partner in supporting us, and we are in two of their buildings running programs right now.
Are you touching lives?
Oh, my Lord, we are touching lives. And early childhood is really sets a child ready for success in kindergarten, early childhood education, and for life. I believe that early childhood just is the most critical time for us to invest. Early childhood is a matter of timing. When you lose it and you don't invest and develop that child at that time, 0 to 5, you have lost it. And after all, we all know from our good, from Frederick Douglass, that it's easier to build strong children than to repay broken men. If we can invest early with our children, it's better than trying to play catch up to repay them.
We certainly want to get into the empowering parents impacting children. But again, how do you work? Who are your kids? How do they get to meet you and your staff?
How do they get to meet us? That is a good question, Shirley, and I'm glad that you asked me that. Our children are really the children of our community, the inner city of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you go to our website, www.elncgr.org, you will see our service site that we are in the core city of Grand Rapids community. We are focusing on the most vulnerable children, the children that without ELNC wouldn't have had access to quality early childhood education, the children that we know that without ELNC would have come to preschool day one, to kindergarten day one, behind. And when you're already behind for kindergarten, you're behind for life. So those are the children that we're working with. We do our work through a wonderful partnership. We have 7 community-based organizations that are doing this work, including Baxter Community Center, United Methodist Community House, Seacom Resource Center, the Other Way Ministries, Steeple Town Neighborhood Services, Hispanic Center of West Michigan, New Hope Baptist Church. We have also added service partners because we can't do this alone. We have added service partners, and some of our service partners include Grand Rapids Community College, the YMCA at the Covenant House, and West Michigan Refugee Education Center that have joined with us to continue to do this work.
Steve.
Dr. Eze, the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, in partnership or in collaboration with the Alterum Institute in 2013, published an important study, The Business Case for Racial Equity in Grand Rapids and West Michigan. And they made a very disturbing claim, an accurate one, that children of color lag far behind white children in most areas, education, health, and financially, et cetera. Why should Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the broader West and Southwest Michigan care about providing preschool to our most vulnerable children?
You know, every time I hear about racial equity, it makes me just think the issues that race is still the significant predictor of progress and success in our community, early childhood education, the health, every area that you have listed. So for us to really change that, we need to start doing the kind of work that you're talking about and that ELNC is also doing. It's all about racial equity, which to me, racial equity is really applying justice and a little bit of common sense to a system that has been broken, out of place. When a system, be it educational system, is out of balance, impacts people of color the most. So early childhood education is one of those areas that we could use really to begin to redirect this and get our system back in order. And early childhood education is one thing that we know well. Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative have come up with this model. It's a two-generation approach model that we're using to work with our children, our family, and our community. So while investing in early childhood education, our community need to know about it. Investing in early childhood education will give you three major areas that we will help us in three major areas. One of them is scientific. It's already proven that 0 to 5 is the most critical time to really help a child, to invest in a child. This is also the time that we can get the children at their prime. It's about timing. We don't have time to waste. And I know, Shirley, every time I'm here talking to you, we talk, I want our community to know that there is a sense of urgency. We still have a lot of children that don't have access to quality early childhood education. So scientifically, we have to do it. Economically, early childhood is the best time for you to get a higher return on your investment than any other time in any person's life cycle. Early childhood education, 0 to 5, the sheer investment we put in will give us more return than any other time in a child's life. The third reason why we need to invest in early childhood education and our community need to hear that is for that equity issue. Early childhood education provided to the vulnerable children in our community. And when we talk about vulnerable children in our community, we're really talking about the African American and the Latinos and the Native Americans and the refugees that are here. So early childhood education, quality, culturally competent early childhood education levels the playing field. It levels the playing field for all children. After all, we want all our kids to come to kindergarten ready for kindergarten, for elementary school, day one. So three areas we need to pay attention when you're thinking, why should Grand Rapids community invest in early childhood education for all children? Scientifically, it makes sense. Economically, we all benefit from it. And equity, we can't be talking about racial equity. We need to do something about it.
Steve.
And on the equity point, it was about 10 years ago that you, Dr. Eche, was in the WGVU studio along with the former governor and others, Dr. Joan Lesson-Firestone, Connections for Children.
Yes.
And they showed brainwaves of children, of infants, that were talked to, that were read to, versus those that were not. And it was very disturbing to find that those that did not benefit from early childhood suffered. So just on a humanistic point of view, for humanity, we need to give and afford that opportunity to all children. And I have to admit, I feel so blessed that I was able to open up my checkbook and send our daughter, Leah, to a nice preschool program, mm-hmm. and now she just entered her first year as a university student. And I couldn't live with myself if I could not have afforded that to her. So I think we need to reach out as a community and embrace all of our children for all the reasons you just named, mm-hmm. so that all of children can thrive and families can thrive. And what role can parents play in this?
Well, and that's where we want to bring up with the about 3 minutes left, empowering parents impacting children.
Yes. Because as we started doing this work, we knew it intuitively that parents is really the first teacher. But sometimes the society have conditioned our parents to feel like they don't have any power, that they don't have anything to add. And we really want our parents to reclaim that role, that they are the first teacher. So ELNC, after our first year, we realized that we cannot keep on doing for children. We need to get our parents to join us and be able to do this work, because after all, they have to be the change agent in their family and in also in their community. So ELNC, we have a model called EPIC, Empowering Parents Impacting Children. What it really means is more really about a two-generational approach. And what it does for us is that in all our classrooms, we have a family coach, and we have gotten many support from our foundation, local foundations here that is helping us make it possible. Steelcase Foundation, Fry Foundation, Sebastian Foundation, you name it. They're all helping us, because in a classroom, the family coach work with the parent while the teachers work with the children. So every parent in ELNC classroom get to meet with our family coach. We do basic needs inventory. You see, Shirley, I can give what I don't have. So as a parent, if I don't have it, I'm dealing with other issues, trying to figure out how to feed my child, pay bills and do all that. And then expert is telling me, read to my child. Read what? I'm trying to survive. So what ELNC is trying to do is to remove that barrier that parents go through. We don't solve their problem for them, because we know they can do it. We simply empower them so that they can impact their children. So we do basic needs assessment, help connect them to all the resources that are in our community. And then once they get themselves together, they can invest in their children. This community cannot continue to do for children, leave parents behind. We need to pull our parents, and we need to walk the walk with our parents, but we need to show parents what it looks like, and we need to help them navigate the system, which sometimes can be very hard for them to get into.
How do we find out more information about how to help from the community, Dr. Eze?
You can go to our website, www.elncgr.org. And you'll have all the information there.
Always need more time for you.
I know.
Thanks. We'll get you back. Steve, we're 45 seconds, please.
We'll certainly have her back. And if our listeners have missed any part of this interview, you'll want to visit the Mutually Inclusive WGVU radio page, where you this afternoon you may listen to this in its entirety. And, of course, tune to WGVU on WGVU television, also on the webpage, to look at all the programs.